You can welcome the new year with music, attend one of the last levees open to the public, or a take cold dip to clear out the cobwebs. For many Victorians, the new year is an opportunity to attend a traditional levee at various levels of government and the armed forces. The pandemic and many of the restrictions on large group events led to a cancellation of almost all of the customary gatherings in the past 2 years. Some events have returned this year, but still with restrictions. The most popular event has always been the New Year's Day levee at Government House, which has opened its doors to the public on the first day of the year since 1871. Its doors were closed last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but they are opening them again this year. The bad news is that the event, which typically sees 1,200 to 1,500 well-wishers showing up to meet the Lieutenant Governor, has been capped at 500 and all the invitations have been taken. For registered guests, the event runs from 10 a.m. to noon at Government House, 1401 Rockland Avenue. The township of Esquimalt, which has staged levees going back to 1947, is hosting a 2023 edition. The public is again invited to meet Esquimalt's mayor and council from 1 to 2:30 p.m. New Year's Day at the Esquimalt Municipal Hall, 1229 Esquimalt Road. Esquimalt residents can also take advantage of free public swimming between 1 and 3 p.m. at Esquimalt Recreation Center and public skating between 1 and 2:50 p.m. at the Archie Browning Sports Center. The Canadian Scottish Regiment Officers' Mess at the Bay Street Armory will also host a levee, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you want to start your year off to classical music, Christ Church Cathedral is again offering old music for the new year. A Neapolitan Baroque celebration, a free concert, and one of Victoria's favorite New Year's Day traditions. Violinist Mark de Strubbe leads a group of early music specialists performing on original and reproduction Baroque instruments. They will be joined by local singers Nathan MacDonald, Adam Dijach, Cassidy Starr, and Isolde Welby for an hour of Christmas music from Baroque Naples. The purpose of this annual concert has always been to present some beautiful music for free on New Year's Day, said Donald Hunt, director of music. If you've never heard live Baroque music before, I would encourage you to come and soak it in our beautiful space. There's nothing like experiencing old music when it's brought to life by talented musicians and singers. Admission is by donation. It starts at 2:45 p.m. at Christ Church Cathedral, Quadra at Rockland. The performance will be live-streamed at christchurchcathedral.bc.ca/live. The City of Nanaimo Parks, Recreation and Culture Department is launching into 2023 with Activate 2023, its first-ever New Year's Day event held at Bebon Park, on Sunday. People can swim at Bebon Pool, skate at Frank Crane Arena and stick in puck at Cliff McNabb Arena. There will also be a story walk on ice, arts and crafts, sports, bouncy castles and roaming entertainment. A food truck and concession will be on site. Tickets cost $10 each or $35 for a pack of five. They are available on the day or in advance at Bebon Park Pool Office. There are two New Year's Day swims planned. Peninsula Celebration Society Polar Bear Swim promises participants an invigorating start to their new year. Gather in your bathing suit, or costume, between noon and 12:30 p.m. at Glass Beach, access at the end of Beacon Avenue, in Sydney. The Mile Zero Minnows, a group of hardy souls who regularly take dips in local waters, are inviting fellow Victorians to join them for their New Year's Day minnow swim on Sunday. You can start the new year with a late morning swim to the sound of music, followed by hot drinks, lots of dogs and many smiles. Swimmers are advised to bring a towel, gloves, hats and warm insulated clothes. The swim starts at noon at a cove off Mile Zero on Dallas Road. The cove is directly in line with the flagpole on Dallas Road. Pere at timescolonist.com. Note to readers, this story has been updated. The Canadian Scottish Regiment Officers' Mess at the Bay Street Armory will also host a levee on Sunday.